have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light.
Send the light.
Send the light.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Macedonian Call broadcast. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, you will hear a delightful message and will be challenged to study the Word of God with our speaker, Harold Williams. You will also learn how you may be an important part of this ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the world. Get your pencil and paper ready to take notes and to write down our address, which will be given shortly. If you would like to have a New Testament, please listen for details on how you may receive one, plus other important materials that may be offered. Then please open your Bible and be ready to study today's lesson with our teacher.
Today we're continuing in the Gospel of John chapter 6, and in this passage we're looking at verses 38 and 39. John chapter 6, verse 38, "For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." Now in our last meeting, we talked about doing the will of God. My friend, it is important that the believer do the will of God. But let me just a moment speak to that person who tuned in today. Perhaps by the providence of God, you have tuned in and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You do not know for sure that if you were to die right now, that you would go to heaven. Well, let me say to you that doing the will of God is important for you also. And the will of God for you, my friend, is that you might be saved. In the Bible, the Apostle Peter tells us that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so the will of God for you, my friend, is that you come to repentance. Repentance and faith, those are the two inseparable ingredients in the life of the person seeking to know Jesus Christ. You will never know Him in a personal way until you come in repentance and faith. Now, Paul tells Timothy positively that God wills that all men should be saved. And so negatively, Peter says God's will is that no one perish, but that he come to repentance. And Timothy tells us that God has a positive will, and that is that all men everywhere should be saved. And the way, of course, to be saved is to call upon Jesus. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." When Paul and Silas were in the jail in Philippi, they had been beaten. They were in the jail, in the dungeon. And there, as they sang praises at midnight, now that's an unusual thing, isn't it? For men who have been beaten and their backs are bleeding from the beating, and they're in the dungeon at midnight, instead of crying and complaining, they sang praises to God, and at midnight, the jail doors were opened. It was a miracle from heaven. Well, the Philippian jailer, supposing that all of them had fled, that is, that they had run when the doors were open, and of course he, being responsible for them, knew that he would die, so he pulled out his sword to commit suicide. And Paul and Silas said, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And he called for a light, and he came in trembling, and he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He had seen, obviously, the joy in the heart of Paul and Silas. Though they had been beaten, and though at least on the outside they didn't appear to have anything to sing about, yet they were singing praises to God in the midst of all of their troubles. And this man said, I want what they have. So he called for a light, and he ran to where they were, and he said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they simply said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And so, my friend, there you have it. Believe on Jesus, and you will be saved. Another place the Bible says, Call on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. So may I ask you today to call upon Him. Remember that God's will is that you not perish, but that you come to repentance. Calling upon Jesus, believing on Him, and the promise in the Word of God is that you will be saved. Back in verse 37, where we have studied a few days before, the Bible says, And him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. You have the promise from Jesus that if you will come to Him, call upon Him in repentance and faith, believing on Him, He will never cast you away. Why don't you receive Him today as your Savior? Then write me a letter and tell me about it. Now, until next time, may God bless you.
We hope today's broadcast has been a blessing and spiritual uplift to you. If you would like to request our basic Bible correspondence course, a New Testament, or other materials offered, please write to us at The Macedonian Call, P.O. Box 68, Polk City, Florida, USA 33868. Or you can also email us at secretary@macedonianms.org. We would also appreciate receiving a letter of encouragement and to know that you are praying for this broadcast. Once again, the address is The Macedonian Call, P.O. Box 68, Polk City, Florida, USA 33868, or email secretary@macedonianms.org. The Macedonian Call broadcast with Harold Williams is presented by the Macedonian Missionary Service of Polk City, Florida, USA.
The gospel light, let it shine.